News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Ukrainian emergency services say 9 people were killed and 63 injured in massive Russian air attacks on Kyiv overnight. While the war with Russia remains hot, ceasefire talks may be cooling, as former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble tells us.
The White House is really pressuring the Ukrainian government to accept its peace deal. The White House press secretary even told reporters that President Trump is frustrated with the lack of progress on ending the war in Ukraine. But I just don't see how the war ends with the peace deal that's currently on the table. It's just too lopsidedly in favor of the Russians and really doesn't give Ukraine anything.
A dozen states, led by Oregon, are suing the Trump administration in the U.S. Court of International Trade. They say President Trump's tariffs are illegal. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays lays out their case.
We are facing an unprecedented and lawless presidency, one that has made a habit over the last 3 months of disregarding the separation of powers and ignoring the two other co-equal branches of government.
President Trump, meanwhile, says his new tariff on China may come down substantially.
Maybe we'll make a special, a deal, and we'll see what it will be. Right now, it's 145%. That's very high.
3 days of public viewing are underway at St. Peter's Basilica as thousands of people pay their final respects to Pope Francis.
He taught us all how to be Christians and to be human. And that's what we are so happy about. So we'll follow him. And we want Pope Francis II now.
With cardinals gathering in Rome to pick that successor, the movie Conclave, which focuses on the process, is getting renewed attention. CBS's Carter Evans had a question about that for Father Thomas Rees of Religion News Service.
How accurate is the movie?
The movie is fairly accurate in terms of showing the procedures. Certainly the whole process in the Sistine Chapel of how they vote, how they go up one by one and promise to elect the best person as Pope.
The cardinals have met in private to finalize preparation for Saturday's funeral for Francis and to plan the conclave. The CDC says births increased by just 1% from last year, from 2023's record low.
It's a combination of the economy and also young people wanting to wait until they get their lives in order before having kids.
That's Dr. William Fry, a demographer at the Brookings Institution, who says there will be fewer younger workers to support the aging population. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
The so-called Fry Fest is now up for grabs, as CBS's Matt Piper tells us.
Fyre Festival 2 was initially scheduled for next month, but was postponed. No artists or a lineup were ever revealed. It's after the first one back in 2017 led to creator Billy McFarlane heading to prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud. Now he writes on Instagram, "The best way to accomplish our goals is to sell the Fyre Festival brand." He says the assets would include email and contact lists and web traffic info. McFarlane says the brand has become bigger than any one person. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The pastor of a Georgia megachurch who led a nationwide 40-day fast against Target stores is now calling for what he calls a full Target boycott. The Reverend Jamal Bryant says the retailer has not met all of the initiative's demands. Among them is restoring its commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion principles, along with pledging money to black-owned banks and businesses. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy sky in the overnight as temperatures drop to the mid-40s by daybreak. The winds will be light out of the west. On Thursday, partly sunny skies, a light north breeze, highs in the lower 50s. For Thursday night, a chance of showers. Right now, it's 51.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Yeah.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Suspicious mind.
wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Code of Chrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Everything looks worse in black and white.